It is very good to be back.
Are you here by yourself?
Did you think our story was over?
You guys having fun at the convention?
I missed you.
We're the Thursday Murder Club.
Viva la revolution!
What a melody.
Things are getting a little out of hand.
You're the only friend I ever had.
Movie news.
Woohoo! Mama light.
With Gareth Daly.
The new version.
Good afternoon to you, Garrett. Well, I suppose listeners of a certain generation, those who know Dawson's Creek, will feel a little nostalgic with your first story because there's a nice little reunion here. Tell us all.
There is. Is this where we have to admit whether we watched Dawson's Creek
yes.
or not?
Yes. Hands up.
I always pretended I never watched it, honest. So, yes, you might remember Katie Holmes and Joshua Jackson starred in Dawson's
Creek. Michelle Williams starred too. I mean, you
absolutely.
Know,
yeah, look,
she did all right.
All their careers did quite well. Well, they are set to reunite on screen for Happy Hours. This is a new film trilogy, actually, that both are going to star in, while Holmes will also write and direct. So I think, you know, it's going to build the anticipation because of, I suppose, the fact that the two of them are back on screen. And this is a dramedy that follows two people who are young lovers who reconnect as adults. Mm. And the pair navigates their relationship through the challenges of careers, family responsibility and the pursuit of love, despite life's inevitable obstacles. They've also got a good additional cast of Mary Louise Parker and Constance Wu, also starring in it as well. So the filming has begun in New York City with the second and third installments scheduled to follow closely afterwards. This isn't the first time that Katie Holmes has directed. In fact, she's directed indie films called Rare Objects, Alone Together and All We Had, and recently guest starred on the second season of Poker Face.
Very good. That sounds like an interesting project. And nice, as you say, to see Katie Holmes and Joshua Jackson together again. Now, it wouldn't be movie news without a remake. And this is a remake again and again. And the Thomas Crown Affair is back.
Thomas Crown Affair, and they've been struggling actually with getting their female lead role set up because it was set for Taylor Russell, but she exited the movie over creative differences. And now Adria Ajorna, the Puerto Rican born actress, is set to star in the film. And she's had an acclaimed turn as Bix in the Star Wars series Andor, if anybody has been watching that. She also starred opposite Glenn Powell in Hitman
she
as well.
She was great actually. Yeah,
she was really good. Yeah, so she's taking over female lead role. Michael B. Jordan is leading the project and directing it as well. And he also stars alongside Kenneth Branagh and Lily Gladstone.
Wow.
So, yeah, so it's a big, big kind of collection of talent behind this now. Drew Pearce wrote the script for the film. The original, if you remember, was made in 1968 with Steve McQueen and Faye Dunaway. And then the remake was in 1999, which starred Pierce Brosnan and Rene Russo. So they've got a date for the new one. It's going to be hitting cinemas March 5th, 2027.
I can see why they returned to it because actually the remake with Pierce Brosnan, I thought was quite good. You know, they kind of changed up the story a little bit. So you can, it's sort of a good yarn to start with and you can kind of go back and revisit it in different ways. And I think with Michael B. Jordan involved, it should be good. So we should look forward to another Thomas Crown Affair. Now, you've been filling us in on Luca Guadagnino's latest project, which is Artificial with the likes of Andrew Garfield starring. It was only a matter of time, I suppose, Garrett, with this next bit of casting news.
Yeah, so who was going to play Elon Musk in the film? So the film's called Artificial. And yeah, it looks like they've found their actor. And this actor got an Emmy nomination for his work in the Apple TV Plus series, The Studio. It's Ike Barinholtz. And he's really good in The Studio, actually. He plays a great role in this. So he's going to take on, it seems, the role of Musk, who was the co-founder of OpenAI. But after differing views of how to handle the business, he publicly split from CEO Sam Altman and the company, subsequently entering into legal disputes. And you've got a really sort of strong cast building. As you mentioned, Andrew Garfield. Mm-hmm. You've also got Yuri Borisov, who was in Anora, and Cooper Hoffman has also been cast in it as well.
Great.
So that's shaping up to be a really strong project.
It certainly is an interesting one too. Some more casting news for us.
Yes, this is the How to Train Your Dragon star, the recent film, Mason Thames. He's set to join an ensemble cast of an upcoming comedy. I can't quite mention the name of it. It's the SH1T Heads.
Okay.
You can fill that in yourself. That's the name of the movie, so that's going to catch attention. But it's starring Dave Franco, O'Shea Jackson Jr. and Peter Dinklage. Macon Blair is writing and directing it. So it follows this sort of cynical, degenerate Mark, played by Franco, and a bubbling idealist Davis, played by Jackson. Jackson as they both hit rock bottom. Paired for a job by a shady transport service, their task quite simple: transport Sheridan, a wealthy, troubled teen, to rehab. But Sheridan has other plans, and what starts as a simple road trip becomes an unhinged odyssey of drug-fueled disasters, near-death experiences, and criminal encounters. They're sort of out of their minds and way in over their heads. Mark and Davis find the courage to face their failures and realise that it's not the destination that matters, it's the friends known as the SH1T heads that you meet along the way.
Well done. Okay, we will we need to keep an eye on all the film festivals. Cannes has happened, we'll have Toronto in September, but in between it's Venice, and there's quite a nice lineup, isn't there?
There's a big lineup, and Venice is one of those places where, you know, they talk about the awards contenders. Yeah, it doesn't take long before we get round to that discussion again. It's taking place from August 27th to September 6th. There's a big lineup, as you mentioned. This year, Guillermo del Toro's new film, Frankenstein. Mm. Apparently, it's got quite a long, lengthy runtime of 149 minutes. That screening, Catherine Bigelow's A House of Diamonds, Benny Safdie's The Smashing Machine, Luca Guadagnino's After the Hunt, Noah Baumbach's J. Kelly, and Yorgos Lanthimos's Begonia is also screening there as well. Now, Werner Herzog has Ghost Elephants, Gus Van Sant has Dead Man's Wire, Sophie Coppola's back with Mark by Sophia, along with Charlie Kaufman, who has directed a short film which is called How to Shoot a Ghost. Alexander Payne is actually heading up the competition jury at the Venice Film Festival. So no doubt we'll see those long-standing ovations again, and we'll start to get the word as to what is emerging as the award contenders.
Look forward to seeing what comes out of Venice this year. Now, DC Studios?
So yeah, DC Studios, with a lot kind of riding on Superman, it has done well. One of the aims that they had was to see could they launch a new universe for DC films. Clayface is a film that they've been discussing, and it looks like they've got a cast lined up. Naomi Aki is in early talks to take the lead in the film. James Watkins is directing it, and it's a script by Mike Flanagan. It's described as actually a body horror thriller about the Batman villain known for his ability to shapeshift. You've got Tom Rhys-Harris also starring in it. It's got a $40 million budget range, so it's much lower than what you'd expect from those blockbusters. But it's been described as a sort of shades of a David Cronenberg's The Fly. It already has a date for its screening, which is September 11, 2026. So Clayface moving forward with its cast, which is good.
Okay, what trailer have you picked for us?
Okay, so this is a movie called Giant. It's based on the real life story of the British Yemeni boxing champion Prince Nassim Naz Hamed, and it stars Pierce Brosnan in it as well as the Irish boxing trainer Brendan Ingle. It has released its official trailer. Take a listen.
Irishman that runs boxing gym.
My children, they are having trouble at school.
How did you get that colour in your lip?
See when you got that bent nose.
You're unbelievable.
100 wannabe fighters have walked through that door. You've got what they haven't. And they hate you because you're different.
Can't just ignore him.
Embrace it. It'll make you stronger. You could be champion of the world. I'll give every inch of my heart. If you can fight like this now, his size, his age, who's going to stop him when he's a man?
There he is, the new Ali. Ali Father, more like.
It's working.
It's hardly an Adidas commercial.
Yes, that is Giant. Pierce Brosnan is on a roll, isn't he? We spoke about him last week in Four Letters of Love, and there's another Irish accent happening this week.
There's a lot of chatter, isn't there, about the accents? We've spotted Mobland as well. Yeah, everyone's sort of commenting on. I find this one interesting because actually I went to college in Sheffield in the 90s, and I remember Prince Nassim actually driving around in his very, very fancy sports car, and we'd spot him every now and again. Right. He became a bit of an icon in the 1990s. So this film is obviously going to explore his relationship with him and his trainer, which is always fertile ground for, you know, for good drama. Executive producer here is Sylvester Stallone.
Wow.
So, yeah. So we don't have a specific date yet. It says it's coming to the cinemas soon, but do check out the trailer for Giant.
Okay. New releases in cinemas this weekend. Let's start with the Fantastic Four First Steps.
I herald his beginning. I herald your end. I herald. Galactus.
What is that?
Get us out of here, Ben! Come on!
Are we safe?
I don't know.
The clock is ticking. We are going to find a solution. We are going to make it right.
Yes, Garrett, Fantastic Four to the rescue.
Yeah, to the rescue and hopefully to the rescue of Marvel, because they kind of, we talked about DC, they're launching their kind of new universe. Marvel kind of need to get back on winning ways at the box office with their film. And this introduces Marvel's first family. It's set against the vibrant backdrop of the 1960s inspired retro futuristic world. Good cast, actually. Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, Joseph Quinn, Eben Moss-Bachrach, who I love from The Bear. Really, really great actor. So yeah, Marvel needed to work, and it's a big, big, expensive film, so they'll be hoping that people will flock to the cinemas to see it.
Okay, well, they flock to see the Bad Guys too.
Yeah, Bad Guys 2. This is animated fun where the bad guys are struggling to find trust and acceptance in their newly minted lives as good guys when they're pulled out of retirement and forced to do one last job by an all-female squad of criminals. Good voice cast involved here. Aquafina, Mark Maron and Sam Rockwell in the voice duties of Bad Guys 2.
We also have Dying.
We have Dying, yeah. This follows an estranged members of the Looney's family as they wrestle with chaotic private lives. Son Tom, a well-regarded conductor, is too preoccupied to give his ailing parents the attention they need. He's juggling work, overseeing a new orchestral piece, and a confusing relationship with an ex who wants him to co-parent her newborn child. Meanwhile, the daughter, Ellen, fumbles through life plagued by alcoholic-induced blackouts and an affair with a married colleague. As you said, it's called Dying. Gay's results on the big screen as well. This is about Frankie, a young mother who struggles to perceive time using cassette tapes for guidance. She takes a risky job from a mysterious woman to support her family, unaware of the dark consequences that await.
Now also, Garrett, of course, we've had some big 50th anniversaries this year. There's Jaws, but we mustn't forget the other one. That's Barry Lyndon.
Barry Lyndon, and I suppose there'll be a huge number of people who've never seen the likes of a film like this on the big screen. And of course, had a really kind of specific aesthetic look as well. So it's a good chance for people to catch Barry Lyndon, the 50th anniversary, on the big screen and on the small screen, because it's screening on Netflix. If you're a fan of Adam Sandler and Happy Gilmore, you'll be glad to see that he's back in Happy Gilmore 2. Alongside a lot of the famous faces in the world of golf, starring in it with him as well.
Very good. What about a TV movie for us?
This is about three cops, an ambitious rookie, hard-boiled veteran and a smooth character more interested in celebrity than justice. They investigate a death in a diner. However, the ensuing search for the perpetrators reveals a trail of crime and corruption in the police force. This is a very good thriller set in 1950s Hollywood. Really good cast. Russell Crowe, Guy Pearce, Kevin Spacey, James Cromwell, Danny DeVito and an Oscar-winning Kim Basinger. It is LA Confidential and it's on TG Car tonight at 9:35.
Oh, that is indeed a good choice. We must mention Amadeus actually too, Garrett.
Yeah, it is back on the big screen as well. There's a 4K restoration of that that's back on the big screen in certain cinemas. So that's one to check out. Obviously, it's looking at Mozart through the eyes of his contemporary and rival Salieri.
Oh, that's
so
a great
film. Good one to catch.
We might just play out with the trailer from that to remind us of Amadeus. Garrett, thanks a million. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Thanks, Aideen.
Are we going to appall you with something confidential and disgusting? Let's hope so. Because that is what you really like. Unconfessed crimes of buried wickedness. If that is what brings you to us, the prospect of hearing horrors, you shall not go unrewarded.
I don't believe it. The whole city is talking.
You hear it all over.
What a story.
What a scandal.
What a comedy.
What a tragedy.
Incredible.
I don't believe it.
Who can believe it?
What horrors have you heard?
Tell us.
Tell us.
Tell us at once.
Tell us about Wolfgang.
Amadeus.
Mozart.
Mozart.
Mozart?
How good is he, this Mozart? He's remarkable.
He's an unprincipled, spoiled, conceited brat.
I'm a vulgar man. But I assure you, my music is not.
He is divinely inspired.
He is arrogant.
vulgar, obscene. He creates music for the gods. He is passionate. He burns with fire. He is an angel. He is a devil. He claimed he'd been poisoned. Some said he accused a man. Some said the man was Salieri.
Salieri?
Salieri.
I don't believe it.
All the same.
Could it be possible?
Did Salieri do it after all?
Did he murder Amadeus?
Amadeus, the man, the music, the magic, the madness, the murder, the mystery, the motion picture. Amadeus. Everything you've heard is true.